In any season and at any time within one's life, the loss of a loved one can be one of the most negatively impacting experiences you will ever encounter. With Christmas focusing on happiness and togetherness, losing a loved one during the festive season or contending with the memories of loved ones lost may lead to an intensified sense of sadness and grief. Understanding how loss and grief work and employing healthy strategies to address the emotions you or someone you know may be experiencing are some of the first steps in the healing process. Family psychologist and chief executive officer at Family Life Ministries, Dr. Barrington Davidson, says there are five stages of grief: shock or denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. If you're dealing with grief, Dr. Davidson says being able to distract yourself helps to keep the mind from wandering into sad thoughts.
We want to be able to think of positive because we are what we think. And if you are thinking negative, then you're going to experience a negative feeling. You're going to experience your feelings that are going to be negative. Your emotions are going to be negative. So you really have to think positive, maintain positive thinking, because we are what we think.
Healing begins with first acknowledging that loss has happened and focusing on the healthiest ways to deal with the arising emotions.
So the key is understanding your feelings, but focus on behaviors that will be appropriate, such as spending time with loved ones, spending time with families and friends, reminiscing about the great times you had with the person, you know, thinking about what is it the person would have wanted to have achieved in life and never did, and whether or not you can do something about that. Getting involved in the lives of other people who you think has tremendous potential and you would love to see them. Spending time giving of yourself to others, empowering others, that's how you really hope and really move on with life.
Psychologist and acting chair of the Behavioral and Social Sciences Department at Northern Caribbean University, NCU, Dr. Jason Winter, says grief and loss are natural and somewhat inevitable, thus preparing the mind is important.
So an individual's mindset, outlook, those issues will impact whenever it happens. Because the question really is not if, but rather when. So understand that grief and loss is a natural part of the human development process, and then take steps in terms of talking with someone. Oh, if this were to happen, how could I deal with it? So if you put yourself in an if position, and in reality that if position does materialize, then you are better able to adjust.
Dr. Winter says Christmas is one of the hardest times for persons dealing with grief, given the conflict of temperaments and emotion relating to the joys of Christmas versus the pain of losing a loved one. He recommends avoiding isolation during this time, as being alone can intensify negative emotions.
Go and spend time with family members. If not, if that's not the case, with friends, church members, get involved in charity groups. Because then, if it is that an individual might not, they have relatives, biological relatives, there are so many charitable groups that they can volunteer their time and efforts to get utilized or give off their service and time.
For persons seeking to comfort others who are grieving, one of the most effective ways to show support is through your physical presence. Dr. Winter says words must be chosen with care, especially when seeking to comfort those who are grieving.
There are a lot of don'ts when it comes down to grieving. Not everyone will grieve at the same pace or in the same manner. So it is that you could just let the individual know that you are there, and if there is anything possible that you can do for them, let them feel free.
Asking permission to help, even in simple matters, is a good way to lend support in an effective and thoughtful manner. Though loss is never easy for the bereaved and those close to them, this Christmas, let us remember to show support by giving of ourselves and giving to each other.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.